Next patient is Robert McDonald, MACDONALD. McDonald Robert, ROBERT. Date of birth is 12/22/36. Date of visit 9/18/23. Please make copy for Joshua Eisenhut, MD. EISENHUT. Joshua. Next paragraph, chief complaint is cough, shortness of breath, and history of bronchiectasis. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 86-year-old male with a history of chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Had a chest CT done on August 18, 2023. The patient's chest CT showed bilateral pre-inbird nodular radicular opacities and a new 6 mm lingular nodule. Follow-up chest CT was suggested in 3 months. There was some suggestion of atypical infectious etiology. He also had a 1.8 centimeter left thyroid nodule. Period. The patient was treated with antibiotics more than a month ago. He is presently coughing up some whitish foamy mucus, but denies anaphthesis, fevers, chills, and night sweats. But he does have persistent coughing spells and has lost some weight. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of atrial fibrillation, history of diabetes mellitus, and history of hyperlipidemia. The patient has chronic leg edema and he has peripheral vascular disease and mixed hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1 pack per day for 25 years and then quit. Alcohol use, mostly wine. Next paragraph. Family history. Patient's mother died of surgical complications. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next, med list. Metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, trazodone 100 milligrams daily, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, potassium 10 milligrams daily, and coumadin 5 milligrams as directed. Next paragraph. Let's see. System review. The patient has fatigue but no weight loss. Has glaucoma and had previous cataracts. He has hoarseness and wheezing and shortness of breath with cough. He has no nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pains, but has diarrhea and constipation. Denies urinary frequency, flank pains, or joint pains. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, and does have leg edema. And he has some some joint pains. And then I have headaches, seizures, a memory loss, no skin rash. I'm sorry, he does have skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight, white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 140 by 90, pulse 78, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 185, saturation 99. HEND are non-phthalic, pupils react when equal. Thing is, moist throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. There are occasional basal crackles. Heart pumps are irregular, sonar S2 with no definite murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremity is edema 2 plus. Decreased peripheral pulses. And there's no cap tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number 1, bilateral lung nodules with bronchiectasis. Rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. And number 2 is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 3, atrial fibrillation and ASHD. And number 4, history of diabetes mellitus. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC and a coagulation profile. He was also advised to continue Stiolto-Respimat, S-T-I-O-L-T-O, Stiolto-Respimat, two puffs daily, and advised to come in for bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung infiltrates, to get bronchial lavage and cultures. Discuss the procedure, including potential complications of bleeding and pneumothorax. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Robert, copy for Joshua Eisenhut. Eisenhut, E-I-S-E-N-H-U-T, Eisenhut, Joshua. Thank you, Dr. Souza.